This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 128 for Wednesday, November 1st. I'm Phil France-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker on Wednesday, hitting fresh lows for the recent downtrend as losses in Chicago soy oil weighed on prices. European rapeseed was also lower, although soybeans and Malaysian palm oil both moved higher. Canola down $4 to $6, the January contract down $4.40 at $673.70 per ton. Yesterday's close below $680 in that January contract was bearish from a chart standpoint. That kept the bias pointed lower as speculators holding large short positions continued to pressure the market. Scaled down end-user demand was supportive on the other side, tempering the losses as domestic crush margins remain historically wide. Ideas canola is looking oversold also underpinned the market. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both higher, while corn moved lower. Soybeans moved up despite heavy losses in soy oil. January beans up 4 cents at $13.15 per bushel. Soy oil down 152 points in the December contract at 49.9 cents per pound. The U.S. soybean harvest is in its final stages, with the nearby forecast looking generally favorable for good progress. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are still planting their next crop, with dryness in some areas and excess moisture in others causing delays. Brazil's Ag Rural has pegged planting progress at 40% complete. That compares with 46% last year. If soybean seeding is delayed too long, that could limit opportunities for planting the country's second corn crop. Corn futures did move a bit lower today, down 3 cents in December at $4.75 per bushel. Weekly ethanol data showed production of the renewable fuel at just over a million barrels per day, posting a slight increase from the previous week and the largest level since early August. Stocks of ethanol did dip to just over 21 million barrels, down by 386,000. Wheat futures steady to higher, only the Minneapolis spring wheat contracts holding closer to unchanged, down a half cent in the December contract near the close at $7.09 per bushel. Kansas City up 10 cents in December at $6.40 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat up 5 cents in December at $5.61 per bushel. While no fresh business has been announced, China reportedly remains a good buyer of U.S. wheat, as quality issues with China's own crop are thought to have boosted demand. Russian wheat exports, meanwhile, may not live up to earlier expectations, according to a new outlook out of the country, with wheat movement down by 400,000 tons, according to Sov-Econ, now pegging it at 48.8 million tons. Meanwhile, the European Union has reportedly exported 9.6 million tons of wheat during the crop year to date. That's off last year's pace by 24%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil France-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.